share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Just last week, Kita MB Datuk Seri Muhammad Sanusi MD Noor expressed his hopes for the state to become an exporter of ketam to Thailand for medical purposes. As the government is still hesitant on legalizing the export of ketam, Sanusi has something to say about the reluctance. The internet is more dangerous than ketam. He questions why internet usage is not restricted in Malaysia the way ketam is, despite the former having far more damaging effects on society. He then gave a few examples by mentioning pornography and video game addictions, which have been widely reported among schoolchildren and teenagers. Aside from these, Sanusi also highlighted internet addiction, which affects the mental and physical health of the users, reported Siner Harian. The usage of ketam is not allowed, but why isn't the same thing done to the internet when it is more dangerous? In the meantime, he said that his idea is to export ketam to a country that has safe and beneficial technology to use ketam leaves are rational and should be taken into consideration. Is it because the internet is the business of multi-billionaires and influential rich people, while ketam is an unknown crop of the villagers? Sanusi asked. He added that the activity of exporting ketam leaves is an economic activity that will benefit the village community, compared to activities through the internet, which is a source of wealth for the rich. Maybe he had too much ketam? As the internet is a crucial part of our daily lives, netizens have expressed their disagreement with Sanusi's comparison of ketam and the internet. While ketam leaves have their own medical benefits, do you think the export of ketam to Thailand for medical purposes should be made legal? Also read, Kita MB hopes federal government will allow state to export ketam for medical use. Source: Jamilong Daily Source, Suara Sarawak Source, Astro Awani Source, Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.